Joining us now is Ruth Kapuscinskas with the KEA. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Let's talk about why you're here. We've got elections going on for the KEA.
Yes, we will in May. So since we're nearing the end of April, that's coming right up. And, you know, as our school calendar ends, it's probably the best time for us to have one last membership meeting where we try to gather all members of the KEA and have a vote on who our executive officers are and our board members will be for the upcoming year.
How is this decided?
So anyone who's in the KEA, anyone who has membership in the Kewaunee Education Association is eligible. We do the typical offices, president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary. We also have a membership chairperson that's a vitally important office. And then we have representatives from each building in the district since we are, spread out throughout the town. So we want to have somebody from Lyle, Bell, Irving, Central High School, as well as Neponset. And in recent years, we've also tried to have somebody from the bus garage, since our bus drivers and bus aides are in our union. It's not an outsourced situation like some districts have, but they're also, even though they serve the whole district, they're also, separate in that we don't normally spend time out at the bus garage or on the buses necessarily. So what our bylaws entail as far as election goes, anyone can submit their name for to be elected for an office or as a board member. And it's just a simple majority vote of members present. So that's pretty standard. What we are trying to do, because we recently updated our bylaws, is to do a half and half situation. So we have the board members who have experience alternating with people who might be new to representation in the union. And so that what that means then is that the president is elected one year, the vice president on the opposite year, and same with treasurer and secretary, and then the number of reps from each of the buildings, half and half. So I'd actually have to look at my notes to know which buildings are going to have their reps elected in this upcoming election. Usually, honestly, we don't have a lot of competition for the seats, but in general, we are able to fill them, and it's a great way for people to get involved. It's a great way to learn more about how the KEA works, how the IEA and the NEA works. You know, the more you participate in it, the more you learn, the more of an education it is. In the summer, we can pay for our local organization as well as our region can pay for our members to go to what's called the Summer Leadership Academy. That's a, I think it's a three to five day event, depending on which sessions you might attend. It's basically the IEA's summer camp for union members. So you don't have to be a board member or an executive officer at the local level, but you can go to the Summer Leadership Academy and learn from other people in those positions how to do that. So if you're thinking about playing a greater role in the local union, that's a great place to learn. You hear from the experts, you hear from people with lots of experience. Definitely when I've gone, I've learned new things as well as gotten great new ideas. They specifically will target, if you're a membership chairperson, you should take these workshops, you should learn these things. If you're a treasurer, you should take these workshops and learn these things. So that's one way our building reps and our executive board, learn how to do their positions, and honestly also just on-the-job training because as far as representing our members, that's a year-round commitment. You know, you can't say that it's only going to happen at this time of year or that time of year because issues can come up at any time. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's just our membership having questions and wanting to understand how the contract should be deciphered, or if something is covered in our contract, or if there's, you know, the occasional issue where we want to make sure that our members are being treated fairly, if there's a disciplinary issue or even some type of you know, circumstance that might not lead to discipline but just is of concern to a member or of the administration. And it's, we've got a pretty good working relationship with the administration as far as that goes. We are always able to have our representatives present for members whenever the members feel that they're needed, or even if you know, the administration recognizes that, hey, this is a situation where it would be a good idea to have somebody from the KEA in the room as we have this meeting. So So we need people all year round to do that. You know, definitely things have quieted down for the KEA after we finalized the negotiations on our current contract, our collective bargaining agreement. You know, as summer school comes onto the horizon, there will inevitably be questions about, hey, how does the contract pertain to summer school positions? And it's really important for members to understand and realize that summer school is treated like an extracurricular activity in a way, because we don't have language in our contract that covers, you know, how summer school teachers are hired or how the aides are paid. But your main job, your 9-month school year job, is your main concern. And whether or not you get hired for summer school, you definitely want to continue to be a good team player, show your good work ethic during the school year, because that's what we're here for. we're here for the school year, and the summer school is kind of like an extracurricular activity, like coaching or something. That's the frosting on the cake. That's the icing on the cake. So, there's always stuff going on with the KEA. Sometimes, I guess I would say a lot of times, it's under the radar.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's always something going on with the KEA because our membership is always doing such a great job with our students. And, you know, ultimately, that's what we're all here for. This is a cool time of year because you're seeing student recognition. Pretty soon we'll be on to graduation and the kids getting scholarships and the field trips. That's just super fun for the little kids. And, you know, you start to see how all your hard work during the school year has paid off with the strides and the gains that the kids make, and they start thinking of themselves as you know, moving on to the next level, and the first graders are thinking about being second graders. And so this is a nice time of year to enjoy that. And I think that the KEA can take credit for that because it's our members who are making those things happen.
Very quickly, of course, what you mentioned before about the relationship with the school district, obviously it's gotten better now with the negotiations in the past, but it still, that did underline the need for choosing the right leaders.
For as far as KEA?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's important that KEA chooses good leaders, as well as the community as a whole chooses good leaders for the school board, because ultimately, what would be ideal is for the KEA and the administration, and by extension the school board, to work hand in hand to create the best learning situation for our students to reach their highest potential. And things don't always have to be adversarial. That might be kind of a hard thing to believe after the tough negotiations that we went through, but you know, I can only imagine that school board members have students first and foremost in their minds, and I know that that's what our KEA members have first and foremost in our minds. So if we can work in that common ground and build from there, I think that that would be the ideal.
All right, Ruth Kapuscinskas, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.